This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast.
Triple M,
everything Limestone Coast.
Lobster Coast is something pretty cool took place last week, and I have got the Australia Day Council CEO, Carly Brand, to talk all about it. Carly, good morning.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, Carly, SA's Australian of the Year recipients for 2021 were announced last week, and we have got some absolutely huge winners.
Absolutely. South Australia, the last 2 years have been Australian of the Year, and look at the lineup you've produced this year. Really fabulous.
All right, take us through who the winners were and why they're important South Aussies.
Look, they're important South Aussies because they were nominated by other peers, other South Australians, and they have inspired people in your community. And they're inspiring because what they are doing is truly remarkable. They're absolutely giving back. The awards has the opportunity to recognise four people across four categories. Mm. So Australian, senior, young and local. So the local hero is an absolute superstar.
Absolute legend.
Yeah, absolute legend. And, you know, don't really even need to introduce him, but Russell Ebert, absolute star of Port Adelaide Football Club, which is a huge contribution in itself. But what he has done since his football career is to go on and to truly use his passion and his connection combined to help others. And his leadership, especially in the space of violence against women and building positive attitudes and relationships and helping young people understand how to do that is really inspiring. And that is what has made Russell the local hero. And if I may, the local hero is that beautiful award that is truly giving back at that grassroots level. And he is just a superstar at doing that. And I think he will be fabulous at nationals, as all of them will be.
Now, Carly, tell me all about Isabel Marshall, because she's the Young Australian of the Year here in SA.
I know. And the young Australian of the Year is all about our future. It's about knowing that we're in safe hands. And boy, does Isabel represent that. She just spoke so beautifully on the night. She's obviously a very impressive lady. At 22 years of age, she's a med student. And I'm sure that would be enough for the average person. But she has co-founded with Eloise Hall an organisation called Taboo through some crowdfunding. And what they're trying to tackle there is period poverty. And so, you know, helping young women across Australian communities, disadvantaged communities here, as well as overseas, breaking down stigma around periods and poverty and how in some communities, children just don't get to have the education once they had their period, and what the impact for those girls and for the broader community are enormous. And so trying to help that stigma, but two, that education and keep that awareness is so important. So, yeah, she's an absolute superstar.
What blows me away is that she has this ability to see a problem in the world at such a young age and wants to do enormous amounts of work to change it.
Absolutely. Yeah, very much so. And, you know, I've dabbled in the not-for-profit space before, and I think her model is really clever. So they crowdfunded some money, but then they're producing ethically sourced products to help generate funds that then all of the revenue and the profits go into sourcing or providing support to programs from there. So it's a sustainable model. Which is so important so that those messages can continue to be told.
Carly, tell me all about the Senior Australian of the Year for 2020.
So, a very impressive man by the name of Professor Richard Brugman, and he's bringing a really important voice to those with a disability. He's, for many years, he has given back to help those with an intellectual disability be valued, receive the same services and the same acknowledgement. So my understanding of Richard is he truly is seen as an expert in this field. He's a go-to for government policy, and throughout his career and his drive and his passion, what he is doing allows those with an intellectual disability to live a life that is fulfilling and as they should be allowed to.
Now, we've come to the all-important part of the interview, the 2021 SA Australian of the Year. Is a remarkable young lady.
Absolutely. Tanya Hosch, what a superstar. As we've said here, she's a leader, a change maker, and a true visionary. Really impressive speaker. She's an Aboriginal lady that is absolute driving her passions through sport, arts, culture, social justice. It's all about pursuing constitutional recognition as well as the rights of Aboriginal people at that grassroots level, but engaging the whole community on that process. And she really does take all of us on that journey in terms of women, AFL, using those channels that are, you know, that truly populist channels to allow all of us to understand and the impacts that Aboriginal people are facing in their daily life. And I think in terms of awareness for Aboriginal concerns across multiple areas, she's really an absolute change maker.
Carly, what happens next for these wonderful South Australians?
So, look, it's all exciting. I won't lie, COVID makes it a little bit funny, but let's go with the BAU. South Australia's first off the this year, so we're about to start to announce all of the other state recipients. Once we have finished announcing all of the state recipients, which will be mid-November, WA's last, they will all go into the running for national selection. So the National Australia Day Council Board considers all these incredible Australians across the country, and they will choose an Australian of the Year, a senior, a young, and a local to be the Australian national representatives. And those four incredible people will be announced on the 25th of January in Canberra. We're assuming we can get everyone to Canberra, and we will absolutely do our best to make that happen. But if not, we will also have other plans in place. The broadcast will take place, and it will happen 7:30 Eastern Daylight Saving Time on ABC.
Now, Carly, for anybody who aspires to be Australian of the Year, whether it's for the state or for the nation, there are ways that people can do this.
Yes, absolutely. Nominations are technically open all year. You can nominate at australianoftheyear.org.au. Nominations only come from members of the public. You have to nominate. And if I may, one of the things I've had the privilege of seeing is the importance of the nomination. We've just spoken about four truly incredible people. Some of them, we would have known their names already. Some we wouldn't. But if you don't take the time to acknowledge what somebody in your community is doing, we won't get to be able to celebrate their stories and understand what they are doing and the true value of that. And I've just seen the value of that, you know, taking the time to acknowledge somebody else, even if maybe they're not going to become the National Australian of the Year, taking that time to acknowledge somebody and pay tribute to, you know, their passion is really important for community at large. And so I truly encourage all of us to consider who they might like to see as the Australian of the Year across all of these categories in future years.
Hey, Carly, it's been great to talk to you this morning. I am so glad that we've been able to highlight some incredible Aussies from here in South Australia. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us.
Thank you.
Who would you choose? That is the question. Who would you nominate for Australian of the Year? And is there somebody in the Limestone Coast that you think deserves a nod? You can jump online. You can find out all the details. And, of course, you can nominate right the way across the year.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.